This episode is recorded on Dja Dja Wurrung country, and we want to pay our respects to the original creatives of this land and their elders past, present and future.
Welcome back to another episode of Country Creatives.
That's us. That's where we are. Reese, what are we speaking about today?
What are we speaking about today? We had a really good chat about what is creativity? Yeah. Why is it important?
Yeah, and we start pretty high level and then we go into what does this look like in our day-to-day lives and communication.
Yeah, this is not a topic that's easy to talk about even for creatives sometimes, but justifying why creative is important for everyone in the creative industries to have a good understanding of why they do what they do and why it's important to other people to utilize creative skills to get outcomes.
Yep. I hope that you walk away from this episode with some language, equipped with a great understanding of how to communicate about the value of creativity.
Yeah, let's do it. Alrighty, we're back in the hot seat, live on air. We're live to each other right now.
We're live to each other and we're not in the same seat. So we're in two hot seats.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for clarifying. I think there's some other clarifying we need to do. And it's to do with like, how do we talk about creativity to show its worth and to explain to non-creative people why it's important.
Yeah, and this topic, really excited to talk about this with you, Reese, because it influences so many areas of our lives as creatives, because if you can't talk about, and we can't talk about really clearly and effectively the actual value of creativity, then it limits our ability to sell our own services, but also to understand for ourselves why we're doing what we're doing, the creative thing that we do, and what we're putting into it.
Yeah. I think like we have covered that topic with a chat with Leah Satori about finding the North Star.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're assuming that you already have your North Star potentially.
Yep.
But even when you know what your purpose is, it can still be really hard to articulate that to someone and give them the elevator pitch. Or you might know what your North Star is, what your purpose, why you're a creative. But how do you tell someone that's important?
Yeah. How are you communicating that to others in a way that they understand and maybe not naturally creative thinkers?
A way you phrase it to me, Caleb, which got me thinking a bit more, was you called it selling creativity as a tool. It's like it's a process. It's a thing that achieves something.
Yes, it has an outcome is a really important way. I think I always think about it this way when I'm communicating to others. I don't assume that the person I'm speaking to just loves creativity for creativity's sake and is willing to spend money on it or engage my services just because it's creative.
Because they appreciate marketing videos. They really love marketing videos. They and they want to make one and add to the mix of marketing videos, not for any outcome, just for pure joy.
Yeah, because there's not enough marketing videos in the world these days. They could really do with some more.
I wanted to take a step back and ask the question of like, just a small question.
Just a little one.
Why does creativity exist?
Oh, no, yeah, that's an easy one. Pretty sure.
If anyone knows the answer to that, just let us know and we'll edit this down the track to include
that's
that.
That's right. That's, not a small question. Pretty big, but it's a good one to start with, I think, because it underpins everything else that we talk about. And so why does creativity exist?
No, is he asking me? He returned the question with the same question back to me. It must be a real tricky one.
I would say that creativity is the path and method that people come up with new things.
New things, a way to achieve new things, a way to make new things.
Yeah, and by things, I'm not just talking about creating something physical. I think one of the amazing and beautiful things about being humans is that we feel deeply and we can connect that with our thinking and with interpretation of what we feel. And creativity is a way of distilling what people are feeling and then presenting it in a way that other people can connect to it and process it. And that's so powerful. So when I'm saying new things, it could be new ideas, it could be new concepts, it could be new ways of communicating, but it also could be distilling a thought, a feeling, a message into a physical item like an artwork, a sculpture, a building, a video. Every piece of creativity holds intention and meaning and emotion.
Any good piece of creativity. There's probably some out there that doesn't. But maybe there's like a couple of ways to think about this, or a way to split this up into two sort of camps. I'm seeing like creativity existing for the sake of creativity and more related to that human emotion and connection and the way we process the world around us through art and creativity, and whether it's visual, sound, like you just listed as well, in the built environment, there's all these creative ways that we just connect to what's around us. Sometimes words can't do what a picture can do. Sometimes a poem, the way poems are written, can connect with you in a way you thought words could never connect with you.
Yeah.
I think that's why art exists, I think, to connect with people and for people to either see themselves in it or be challenged. It's pretty extensive, I think, why that exists.
But I'm picking up what you're putting down here. There's another element of creativity isn't just art. Creativity, and I've said this before, but I believe everyone is in some way creative. I don't think everyone's an artist, but I think there is an element of just being human in which you have the ability to create. In the same way, creativity is required for innovation. A business person, a leader of some description in the business world, has to use creativity to come up with a new way of doing things, a new process, a new system. An inventor, incredibly creative. They're creating a physical or maybe digital solution for a problem that they aren't aware that exists already, or they're tweaking something that exists already. That requires creativity.
Creativity is in problem solving inherently, I think.
Yeah. And it's also, we've talked a little bit about art, we've talked a little bit about process, systems, innovation, but it's also in the way a society processes events and situations and how they move forward together. If there is no creativity, there can be no free thought apart from what someone's told, right? And if there's no free thought apart from what someone's told, then you suddenly have a society that if enough people are on that bandwagon, then you're a little bit blind. You're being led, and I'm going down like a really rabbit hole now.
Yeah, no, I was about to jump in and follow up on a little thing you said there about free thought. And imagine if we lost creativity out of the world. What would that actually look like? Okay, so there's still creative. People have to think. I think even the brain just works in a creative way. It's just the way that it connects dots and stuff. So let's put that aside, and let's think of it more in the ways that we know. Visual art, audio, written, video, sculpture, all of those things. What would the world be if we didn't have any of that?
Yeah, I think there's some good movies on that topic. One that comes to mind is Equilibrium. It's a really early Christian Bale and Sean Bean film, sci-fi. And the premise is that it's a bit Nazi regime-ish in the future, but they've developed this pill that removes people's emotions and they can't feel any emotion at all. So everyone's completely logical, analytical, factual, and they are not tied emotionally to anything. And the result of that is that art is banned because it makes you feel, it overrides, like it's too powerful. So all of the artwork has been either burned, destroyed, or elect few are keeping it and holding it to themselves. What would society look like? What would our world look like without creativity? I think creativity and creative expression is so linked to our emotions and people's ability to feel deeply that sounds like a really ugly world.
Yeah, I know. It's a way to connect, isn't it?
What's so beautiful about going to a museum or a gallery is that you get to see creative expressions from people across sometimes hundreds and thousands of years. And you get to connect with their mind, their heart, what they were processing, what they were saying. There's an emotional experience that happens through that artwork. And I often say that good art, like you mentioned earlier, some art is just, it's not really doing much at all. Like it doesn't hold much at all. But I believe that good art, it either releases life or it releases death. That's like the two starting points. And on the kind of the death side is confusion, anguish, anger, which often have good place. And it can be a tool to rebel against injustice and things like that.
They're all valid. They're all human.
They're all human things, right? And so inherently, a bit of art that has been created really purely from an expression that someone has within them is going to communicate something.
Yeah, well, you've said that some art's not good. And then I was like, wait a second, though. Depends who's looking at it. Someone yeah, might feel something. So yeah, someone might connect and feel something with one piece that someone else doesn't, and that's okay as well. Yeah. So, yeah, huge topic. Like, how bamboozle ourselves trying to get down this.
But yeah, you said this was a simple question, Reese.
Did I?
At the start. What's the purpose of creativity?
Well, I guess part of this exercise is us learning how to talk about creativity and prove its value in really succinct ways. And hopefully while you're listening, you pick out the bits that you connect with so that you can take them forward to convince people why this is important. Because if you're listening, you already know that creativity serves this huge importance and it's a massive topic. We haven't really talked about the commercial side of creativity yet.
Which is really important. And we've talked about a whole lot of high-level things and philosophical almost. But let's bring it down to how are we communicating most often about creativity in a way that enables us to be more creative. And that comes down to quite often you are trying to sell a creative thing that you do. If that is your income source and that's the way you want to enable yourself to be more creative and do the thing you want to do more, it's often connected to bringing in some money in to support your life to do that. And we love talking about commercial things, sales and business and the intersection of that with creativity. But what we're talking about now is how do you communicate the value of creativity? And that is a key part of it. Any creative sales process, and we've got our own sales processes. We've talked a lot about pitching and all that sort of thing, so we're not going to cover old ground there. Just look up those episodes.
Yeah, I want to jump into an example because we've got one.
We do.
We've already spoken about this before, I think, in a previous episode, but I once reached out to Caleb and his team at Hebron and said, it's COVID, it's a pandemic, and there's some grants coming out for outdoor dining improvements so businesses could get grants. And I saw that as an opportunity in the murals and public art business to get some grants through these cafes and restaurants to do murals and artwork, public art, or maybe not public, but you get the idea.
Yeah, semi-public.
And so my purpose, I could see the tool of my creativity, I could see that being applied to businesses so that they could create connection, they could create a vibe.
Yeah.
They could engage their customers, they could build their brand, they could make their space more appealing and their outdoor dining areas have a point of difference.
Yeah.
And so that's how I was seeing creativity could really have a good positive impact at that time, and I needed to get the message out.
Yeah.
So I went to Caleb and then he said, all right, here's my creative tool.
Yeah. And one thing you said there that I want to make sure we really emphasize is that you didn't go to these businesses and see the grants and go, oh, that's a way that I could do more murals, and go to a business and say, hey, murals are great. You should get a mural because they look great. I'm also really good at painting them. I've done many of them. I call that weeing all over yourself. You say, we this, we that, we're great, we're the best. In a sales conversation, someone's going to switch off immediately. What you came to was a really great way to communicate to a business. It's talking about them. Why does this matter to them? And it mattered to them because a mural could make a space that people wanted to spend time in. and they enjoyed spending time in. It created a space with personality, and it created a space that people wanted to hang out in. And that is something that they really want. They want customers to enjoy their experience at their premises and want to come back.
Yeah. It's probably worth mentioning that I didn't just come to the realization that that was the crux of why it needed to be done to begin with. There's a process that I went through, and I, in a logical way of thinking about it, I probably started by seeing that there was a grant.
Yeah.
And going, oh, how can I tap into that?
Yeah.
And then also engaging you to create social videos to promote it. Like, yeah, you gave some advice on, all right, this is how we've got to create the proposition.
Yeah.
And how to convert. So you don't always just come to this realization about why the creativity is so important. There's a bit of a journey to get there.
Yeah.
And you took me on that journey. So I had that idea and then handed over to you to make it happen. And what was the tool? Yeah, we're talking about multiple
tools within tools. So
double pronged.
My creative proposition to you is that I can see that Reese wants to sell something to cafe owners. I can see he wants to sell his services to cafe owners. I wasn't going to you and saying, you know what, we could make a cool video that makes you look really good and it'll be great and we'll have fun making this video. That was not my value proposition to you, because you had to put your own money into it, right? You need to know that it's going to work and it's going to achieve the outcome you want. And that's how I communicated to you, saying, hey, we've got a process of effectively communicating, finding your right audience and communicating your value proposition to them in a way that makes them come into your world and connects you with them to have a conversation about selling them on a mural. So my tool, my creativity, was achieving a process of finding the right people, communicating the right thing, and getting them to make a decision. And that is how I sell my creativity. Because my creativity, my format is video. It's just communication. It is literally communicating and really directly, but intelligently. So our process is to distill what your outcome is, what you want to achieve here, who you're talking to, and then go through and structure a bit of a social campaign. So we had lots of different videos, didn't we, of you setting up the desire at the start, saying this is what cafe and restaurateurs want. Is that you?
The way I remember, and this is where I think it got really creative in the way you delivered it, was the content of the video was easy. We had visual things to shoot,
yeah,
and you pop people in front of them, and then we deliver the line around why you need this thing. Where I was like really blown away in how you approached it creatively in the marketing sense of it. It was like the right piece of communication at the right time, and
yep,
treating social as not a one video, one time to convert the whole lot.
Yep.
The way I saw you guys set it up was a bit more around the first time we want people to see this is on a Monday to Thursday. For this first 3 weeks, we're going to serve it up and it's going to be a little introduction. It's not the hard sell. It's the first touch point. It's the warmer. It's a little bit more visual. It's a little bit of a teaser. The next 2 weeks after that, we're going to run this next ad, which reminds people a little bit more about it. It shows a little bit more footage and it tells people there's a thing that they should consider here.
Yep.
It was a connected digital ecosystem of once you click to that link, you go to the landing page, there's another video there that says, yep, hey, thanks for arriving.
Yeah.
We're nearly there. What do you want to do?
Yeah, you're in the right place. Yeah, the key was not trying to put a full customer journey into one video. It's like going out on a date for someone for the very first time, blind date, and saying, hey, I'm Caleb. I'm pretty great. You should care about me. And then at the end of the date going, we've spent this great time together. How about it? Let's get married.
Mm.
And how about kids? I do. It's like, come on, seriously, just don't try and sell the first time you meet someone.
Mm.
You've got it, humans take a little while to process information and to go on a journey in which they know you and they like you and they trust you. So that's how we structured that. We had the little brand awareness piece of setting up, and like you said, and then the consideration piece, and then the process around the sales conversion once they get to a landing page. But we didn't ask too much of them from each video.
Yeah, that's right. And I thought that was quite a creative way of approaching it. And it made me see the value in the skills your team has. So I guess what we're trying to do is how we talk. How does everyone else talk about those kind of things to a client in a way that's succinct and sells the value?
Yeah, the real important part here is that you don't speak about yourself too much. A really common thing that creatives and anyone selling anything really gets stuck into is trying to sell their own value. That is the first mistake that you would make in a sales process when you're trying to communicate the value of what you do, is trying to sell your own. You try to convince the person that you as a creative and your creative expression is valuable. That's not what they're buying. They're buying your creativity to achieve something.
Yeah, so you've got to have an understanding of what it is they want to achieve. You need to take a step back and get to know what their problem is first.
Yeah.
But let's say we already know what the problem is.
Yep. And when you're in that conversation, instead of going, you know what, I've got a lot of experience doing this, I'm really good, you should care about me. Instead of trying to convince them of your own value, you try and help them feel like you understand them and what they want. So you be saying things like, I know that as a restaurateur, it's a really competitive environment. There's so many cafes and restaurants around, and it's hard to stand out when there's such a flooded market and there's such high expectations from customers. And when you're talking to people, you're saying, I know the problems you experience. I understand where you're coming from. I can see into your world. And as soon as you lay that foundation, they go, oh, really? This person gets it. They're not just a creative with this some cool thing that they do. They actually understand why I'd want it. And that's the foundation that you go to the next level and say, once they feel understood, you can say, you know what, this creative thing that I do, if it's murals in your case, this mural that I'm able to create for you will capture everything about your vibe, your essence, what you want to communicate to the world, and it'll position it in your space so that people, when they arrive there, they're blown away and they feel like there's a sense of place and belonging and they've got something to connect to and they want to come back, because that is how you're going to stand out in a flooded market. And they go, oh my goodness, shut up and take my money.
You can't say that, mate.
Is that trademarked?
I reckon we're not sponsored.
Hopefully, KFC, if you're listening.
I like it. What I think I just heard you say.
Go on.
Is that also a tactic you use? Like, what I think I heard you say.
Yes, like, this is to what feel I think. Understood. Asking good questions, right? That's, you've got to. In a sales conversation, it's so much more powerful to ask questions than to speak a lot.
Yeah, so what I think I heard you say in the way I'm going to repeat it back to you is identifying the problem is about asking the right questions, getting on the same page, getting on the same team, like making the person feel like you're with them in the battle.
Yep.
And they might be paying you, but you're going to stand with them on their side, not go head to head with them on all the little decisions. You want to achieve the same goal. So first of all,
good one.
Figure out which direction you're kicking together.
Great.
And that's like identifying the problem.
Yeah.
And the inherent thing about being creative, I think, is we try to solve problems.
Yeah.
And we do that in all types of creative ways, in all types of mediums. And so that's building blocks.
Mm.
Understand the problem. Communicate that you're on the same team, and the medium, the tool that you think could help them achieve or solve the problem.
And that can be related. Don't be sitting there listening to this going, oh, that's all very well and good for murals and videos, but that doesn't work for, I don't know, sculptures or artwork. Nonsense. Of course it does. People are people, and everyone is looking for something. They're wanting to achieve something or gain something from engaging a creative. Doesn't matter who you are.
For a sculpture, maybe they're trying to capture the essence of a building so the residents can connect and have a sense of place and pride in place.
Yeah, big time. Sculpture's a great one. Like you want to increase the engagement and sense of pride. And
yeah, go on, let's just challenge each other quickly.
Okay.
We both get a couple of goes. Uh-huh. You pick out a creative industry And I will try and tell you why that's inherently important as a mix of creativity in the world. And I'll do the same for you.
Okay. I'm going to try and think of a really left of field
one. Stinger, yeah, right. Me too. I've got one. I've seen it before. Kite building. Like people who design and fly kites as their creative output. Why is it important they exist?
Reese, you know how when you're outside in nature and you might be going for a walk or you're spending time in the world, there's an ability that gives you to process information that's happened throughout your day. But why not also connect that with doing something really fun and something that you could do with your family and your kids? Wouldn't that be something that's... I'm going full pitch mode here, but wouldn't that be just something that is a really treasured moment? Do you want to create memories? Do you want to go through life with just ho-hum, every day's the same? Or do you want to create memories? I actually run this workshop that creates kites. And I can either create the perfect kite for you, or you could come along and we could do it together. And I could show you how to create a kite so that you could not just go through life blind and on the rat race, but you could take this kite out with your children or your partner and you could struggle with it. But you could
struggle with it.
You could. It's going to be a challenge, but it's going to be a meaningful one. And when you get it up in the air, the feeling, there's nothing better than the feeling of seeing a kite soar and stay in the air. Are you up for that?
Wow. Full pitch mode. This, I feel like this tells you a lot about Caleb's life straight up. Tell me about kites. Bam, he's selling me kites. That's a tough task. I think you did well. It's really hard. If we sat down and brainstormed that, I feel like we could get to the essence of why kite building and flying is really important. I think you started to touch on it with...
Memories.
Making memories.
Yeah. I felt it be a bit more powerful then.
Yeah, I know. You started to find a bit of a zone. Yes. No, that was fun. Go on. Have you thought of one?
Yep. Someone who creates jewellery. A jeweller.
Jewellery. That's something I hadn't considered. I gave you kite flying is just made up. Jewellery's a legit one.
Yeah, kite building, I'm sure it exists. But there's probably more jewellers around.
I think that the purpose of jewellery is it's a keepsake type item. Mm-hmm. And you can be involved in the design process or like you can really embed something into a piece of jewellery that will stay with you for the rest of your life and it's something that you can pass down to the next generation. The other thing that jewellery, it has a really sentimental value, I think. Mm. People purchase jewellery and gift jewellery as a way to connect. Like it's a, it can often be like a human-to-human connection in a physical form that's exchanged. And so to customize your jewelry, because the problem you have, Caleb, is you didn't get your wife a big enough ring. She wants to connect.
Yeah.
I just made up the problem there. It's probably an adequate ring.
Sammy, do you have a big enough ring? That's the question Reese is asking.
But what I think would be really beautiful and it would really show your love and dedication is to go out and find the gemstone that represents your relationship and to have that embedded into a piece of jewellery.
A couple of good ones there. Gifts for someone who is a gifts love language. If you don't know about love languages, look them up.
They're made up.
Is that your belief, Reese? No, gifts, love language. If you receive love through getting gifts or you know someone who does, there's nothing more powerful than a piece of jewellery to communicate that with them, you understand them and that you care about them.
Distilled that pretty well, didn't you? That's cool. And it made me think artwork as well. So the kind of stuff that we were talking about earlier on, there's two streams of art. Commercial and non-commercial. And the non-commercial just floats around, like, I'm art, I'm over here, look at me. And you're like, well, what is the purpose of that? Mm. But you just talked about gift-giving and connecting with someone. Like sometimes the importance of that and how people can connect to it. To receive something like that, it's so thoughtful. If someone gets you art, I think they don't buy anyone art unless you really know them.
Oh, it's a bold move.
It's a bold move.
Yeah, you really got to know them because it is so personal, and that I think reflects the depth of an emotion behind art because it is individual often. And so, if you get someone a piece of art that you just know they'll love, wow, that really tells someone you know and understand them. But I think the value proposition for non-commercial art, a lot of non-commercial art is still for sale, right?
Yeah.
And there's still a value proposition beyond the paint on the canvas with a piece of artwork. And it is in having something in your home or that you look at every day that creates a sense of depth and meaning to your space beyond a blank wall. That's like a big, big value proposition for a piece of art. Everyone will connect with different pieces and like different things. But that in itself, if you're communicating as an artist, you're trying to find someone and a group of people that connect with the thing that you create, your unique style, your expression, what you're trying to say. There's going to be other people that connect with that. And they're probably going to be a bit easier to find because they'll be similar to you.
Yeah, what I find interesting, what I like about some art, not all art, but that kind of art for art's sake, especially the really popular art for art's sake that sells for hundreds of thousands of dollars or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like this really beautiful thing where the artist says, I don't really care. I'm going to make this thing because it's important to me or to someone I know. And they put energy and that they create a thing, whether they deliberately make it look like something to convey a message or whether they put their energy and their spirit into something.
Yep.
And they don't know if it's going to connect. They might have a value proposition around it, but they might not as well. They might be creating for the sake of creating. And that's a really interesting flip side to that whole topic. Caleb, I feel like we could go on forever.
We literally could forever. This is such a big topic and I love speaking about it with you, but I hope that through our conversation that you listening right here, right now, has gotten something of value and has been able to reflect on why you do what you do, but what the value of your own creativity and your creative practice is and how to communicate that. I'd love to hear if you got any little gold nuggets out of it or if you've got something to contribute. Jump onto Instagram at Country Creatives and tell us about it.
Yeah, drop a comment if you've got like a slightly different opinion or there's anything in particular that connected, because as you might have just realized, we're learning and practicing how to talk about creativity and its value in real time. There's so many thoughts and opinions in this space, and if we can all work together to evaluate and share the value of creativity, then we're all going to stand stronger together to be able to convince these non-creatives the importance of the work we do.
Love it.
Thanks, mate. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah.
So much to you for tuning in every couple of weeks when we bring you a new episode of Country Creatives podcast. It was hosted by Reese Hendy and Caleb Maxwell, produced by myself, Amy, and we get a load of support from the Emporium Creative Hub in Mitchell Street, Bendigo. If you'd like to catch this snippet again or any of our other episodes, you can visit emporiumcreativehub.com.au/podcast. You'll find all the episodes there. You can also contact us via that page or you can jump on Instagram at country_creatives and drop the guys a DM and we'll be sure to get back to you. So here's hoping in between now and our next episode, you get yourself some insanely good clients for your creative business. Stay well, and we'll catch you on your favorite podcasting platform really soon. Bye.